You're listening to Apple Watch 101 on the Apple This podcast.
Welcome to this demonstration of the Apple Watch. And for this demonstration, I'm actually going to be using my wife's Apple Watch Sports, mainly because I've already set up my own Apple Watch and I've basically ended up configuring it the way I want. And that's currently sitting on my wrist running quite happily. So I've got my wife's Apple Sports here. So for this demonstration, what I'm going to do is take a look in both boxes for the Apple Watch Sports and the Apple Watch because they're slightly different. Then we'll go through the setup process on setting up the Apple Watch Sports in this case, which will be the same as the Apple Watch, with both the Apple Watch and my iPhone. And then eventually when we get to using the Apple Watch Sports itself, I'll give you some brief information about voiceover gestures, accessing notifications, glances, using the digital crown, friends button, etc. Okay, so let's dive into it. So I've got the Apple Watch Sports box here, and it's a very long, rectangular, slim box, mainly because when you get the Apple Watch Sports, it's laid out with the bands straight out from either side of the Apple Watch Sports. Okay, so I'm gonna open it up like a normal box and take the inner box out, which always happens with Apple stuff, put it on the ground. And then I've got one of these lovely Apple boxes, very much like the iPhone box, where you hold the top and you pick it up and it slides out very slowly like it's currently doing right now. And there it goes, it's open. And of course, on top of the box, we've got an embossed lettering. So I'm going to put the top of the box down. And then of course, inside this, the real quote Apple box, we have now got another box, which is made of plastic. So what I'm gonna turn the Apple box upside down and let it just pop out. And what I have is a very long rectangular slimline plastic box. And I'm just gonna open the top of it. And what it's got is right in the middle, it's got where the Apple Watch itself actually sits, the actual watch. And then of course, it's got grooves going out to either side where the band actually sits. And just for information, I've got my wife, the Apple Watch Sports 38 millimeter with the Fluor Elastoma band. So that's all that's actually in that particular box. I'm gonna pop that down on the ground again. And then we have a covering that the actual plastic box at the Apple Watch with cardboard box. So I'm just gonna take that up and off. And the bit I just took out, inside that, that's the other size for the Apple Watch Sports band. Because as you might remember, there's actually two sizes that come with the Apple Watch Sports, a smaller band and a larger band. So that fairly thick paper casing actually contains the sports band. And if I just pull it out, I can actually feel that the actual band's sitting there on the cover. Okay, put that back in, put that on the ground again. And then of course, in the bottom of the box, if you like, in little compartments, we have of course the Apple Watch USB wall charger, which of course seems to me like a standard USB wall charger for a iPhone. It's a very small one. And then we have the wrapped up 2 meter USB charging cable for the Apple Watch. And of course that plugs into the USB power charger. And of course the other end of it, which is the round little bit with the indented inner bit, that goes under the bottom of the Apple Watch. Okay, so I'll put that back in the box. And of course the other thing in the box is the Apple Getting Started guide for the Apple Watch. So I'm just gonna pop those down on the ground for the moment. And while we're talking about boxes, let me do my box. I brought that along as well today. And I'm going to open mine up. Now, I've already taken my box out of the much bigger box already. So, of course, my box is a square box because in my case, I bought the Apple Watch with the Link bracelet. And the Apple Watch is displayed differently. It's not laid out horizontal like it has with the Apple Sports. It's actually laid out more like a traditional watch that you would see in a jewelry shop, where the band's actually been done up and sitting in the box in a display manner. So I'm gonna take the top off my box, and of course it's got embossing at the top, and pop my lid down. I might pop it down the other side of the chair, otherwise I'm gonna get my boxes confused. Okay, and as usual, I've got a plastic box inside this box, inside the cardboard box. Take that out. And if I open it up, and let's pretend that I don't have my Apple Watch on my wrist. What you've got is I've got a very flat, velvety type area, and towards the top part of the box, it doesn't matter which orientation you're in, but towards one top part of the box, you've got an indent, and that's where the Apple Watch itself was sitting sideways, because it's actually sitting in the display area. And then I have one of those nice, I guess, cardboard C's that fits inside the band to display it properly in the box. Okay, so that's all that's in the box. At the moment, I've got a few links in there because I took links off my bracelet to make it fit a bit better. Pop that down on the ground. And then if I come under my cardboard, inside my cardboard, which was the other one too, and I didn't mention that, is basically the quick start guide. That's where the quick start guide is. And then right at the bottom, I have again things in little segments. Of course, I have the Apple Watch USB wall charger, the same as the Apple Watch Sports. And again, in a nice, this case, round configuration with the Apple Watch Sports, the USB Apple Watch charger was sort of wrapped up in a rectangular shape. This one's actually round. And it's the same deal, USB adapter at one end and the round, I like calling it the puck, the round indented puck at the other end, which goes onto the puck stroke dome shape under your Apple Watch for charging. Okay, so that's all in that box as well. Pop that on the ground. Okay, now we get to the Apple Watch itself. So just for memory, let me remind you what the Apple Watch was like. So I was going to pick up my wife's Apple Watch here. And of course, as I said, she's using the fluoroelastoma band, and that slides into the watch on either side. And if I'm holding the watch as if I was wearing it on my left wrist, just for remembering notes, on the right-hand side towards the top, you've got the digital crown, i.e. the watch wonder, and below that you've got the side button. I tend to call it the friends button. And then on the left hand side towards the top across from the digital crown, you have the speaker. And then the left hand side towards the bottom across from the quote friends button, you have the microphone. And then of course on the top of the watch, the top face is the touchscreen. If I turn it over, underneath you have the raised dome-like structure, which I like to call the thing that the puck goes into. And of course that's the magnetic charger for the Apple Watch USB charger. And of course that's where also the sensors are for your heartbeat, etc. And of course on either side of that, towards the bands on either side, that's where you can push a little button in to slide out the bands, to put in other bands or adjust the bands and so on. So basically that's the Apple Watch Sports, or the Apple Watch in general, because my Apple Watch itself is exactly the same as my wife's, except mine's a 42mm one, and I've got the Link bracelet. And as I understand it, the charging component underneath the Apple Watch on the Sports is, I believe, some type of plastic, and on the Apple Watch it's ceramic, but don't quote me on that. I think I heard that on somewhere on the internet. Okay, just in case you're hearing noises in the background, I'm actually doing this at the top of my daughter's house at the moment. We're currently in a blackout situation, but I wanted to get this podcast out, so you're bound to hear some noise in the background downstairs. Unfortunately, for the moment, I can't really do much about it. So that's the Apple Watch. Let's get on with actually setting it up. So what I'm going to do to turn the Apple Watch on is hold down the side button, or the friends button, for about 2 seconds. One, two, and release. And what's going to happen is when you start the watch up for the first time, it really does take round about 1.5 minutes for the actual Apple Watch stroke Sports. And I'm just going to say Apple Watch from now on, otherwise we're going to get tongue-tied, to come up to the initial setup screen, which we're all pretty familiar with the iPhone, i.e. that's where it asks you, do you want to have it in English, etc. So what I'm going to do, I'm actually going to pause the recording, and in about a minute and a half in real time, what I'm going to then do is press the digital crown 3 times in, like the home button on an iPhone, and that will turn on voiceover so we can start the process of setting up the Apple Watch, both on the Apple Watch itself and on my iPhone. And just for information, I'm using my iPhone 6 Plus. I just press the digital crown 3 times. And what I'm actually going to do, I'm actually going to, before I start setting it up, going to want to be on my wrist. I'm just going to undo my Apple Watch itself. Put that on the table. And hopefully my wife's one will fit on my wrist. We'll soon find out. And it does. Very nice. Oh, I've got a spare Apple Watch now. Very good. Okay, so let me touch the screen and flick, of course, with VoiceOver, one finger flick left and right. English. There's English. If I flick to the right again. Español. Francais, etc. Flick back to the left with one finger. And of course, now that's on my wrist, again, remember, on the right-hand side, I've got the digital crown towards the top right. Friends button down the bottom right, etc. Okay, so when I'm flicking, if I'm flicking back to the left, I'm flicking back towards my left elbow. If I'm flicking right, I'm flicking towards my left wrist. Okay, so I'm going to flip back to the left for English. Español. English. Okay, one finger double tap, of course, like good old voiceover commands. Back. Okay, flick to the right. Info about the Apple Watch app.
Open the Apple Watch app on your iPhone and tap Start Pairing. Start Pairing button.
Okay, so
double
open.
Tap to continue pairing.
We've got hints enabled, of course. So open up the Apple Watch app. So that's probably going to start talking a little bit. We'll just ignore it. I'm going to come back to my iPhone on my table here. And wake it up.
11:20 a.m. Messages.
Okay, down the bottom of the screen. Flick back to the left.
Page 1 of Find My Friend Kindle. Twitter. Apple Watch.
Okay, there's the Apple
double
Watch. One finger
open.
Double tap.
Apple Watch. My watch.
Now, currently, this is currently talking to my own Apple Watch itself, but I'm actually going to pair another one. So I'm going to touch the top left-hand side of the screen.
My watch. App layout. Button. Airplane mode. Apple Watch. Button.
Finger double tap.
Apple Watch. Back button.
Flick to the right.
Apple Watch. Heading. Paired. Heading. David's Apple Watch. Unpair Apple Watch. Button.
Okay, I'm going to unpair my Apple Watch.
Alert. You will need to repair with this Apple Watch to use it again.
Which is fine. I'll need to repair with this Apple Watch to use it again. That's fine.
Unpair David's Apple Watch.
Unpair, done finger double tap.
Unpairing Apple Watch. Heading.
Touch top left hand side of the screen.
Good morning. Your iPhone is currently unpairing Apple Watch. This might take a little while.
Oh. Okay, fine.
Good morning.
Okay, back to good morning screen. Flick to the right again.
If you have an Apple Watch, you can pair it with your iPhone here.
Okay, now this is where you would normally be on a brand new Apple Watch screen with the good morning, and this is where you can pair your Apple Watch here. As I said, it's because I've previously set up my Apple Watch already. So I flick to the right.
Start pairing. Button.
Start pairing, one finger double tap.
Cancel. Button.
And flick to the right.
Hold Apple Watch up to the camera.
Hold Apple Watch up to the camera, which I'm not going to do.
Align it with the viewfinder below.
Align it with the viewfinder below.
Pair Apple Watch manually. Button.
Pair Apple Watch manually, which is what I'm going to do. So one finger double tap on my iPhone.
Cancel. Button.
And then come put that down, come back to my Apple Watch. Flick to the right.
Info about pairing Apple Watch manually.
And that's the button we want. If I flick back to the right again.
Video of thousands of tiny multicolored lights swarming in a sphere.
Okay.
Info about pairing Apple Watch manually.
One finger double tap on that one.
Done. Button.
Flick to the right.
Apple Watch 28,705. Use this name to select your Apple Watch for manual pairing.
Okay, use this name to select Apple Watch for manual pairing. Click
tap
right.
The info button on your Apple devices. Apple Watch 28,705.
Okay, correct. One finger double tap.
Cancel. Button.
Come back to my iPhone. Apple Watch, 3, sorry.
341641.
341641. So, on screen
iPhone.
Keyboard.
3. 4. 1. 6. 4. 1. Cancel.
Done.
Dimmed. Button. Your Apple Watch is paired. Apple heading. Logo surrounded by several intricate lines, indicating that pairing is complete. Image.
Okay, so pairing is complete. We heard it say both. And it said continue setup on your iPhone. So if I touch towards the top of the screen on my iPhone.
Back button.
Flick to the right. And you can hear the screen going on and off on my Apple Watch.
Your Apple Watch is paired. Heading. Photo of Apple Watch featuring a 42mm case, 7000 series aluminum, INX glass, and composite back.
During this recording, my wife's Apple Watch Sports actually had a low battery, so I had to put it back on charge. So I had to actually reset my own Apple Watch. But basically, the setup's exactly the same between the two watches. But now, officially, I'm using my own Apple Watch to complete this demonstration. Okay, so let me just flip back to the left to find where we were.
Your Apple Watch is paired. Heading. Yep. Photo of Apple Watch featuring a 42mm case, 7000 series aluminum, INX glass, and composite back.
Okay, so that's a photo of an Apple Watch.
Setup as new Apple Watch.
Button. Setup as new Apple Watch.
Restore from backup. Button.
Or restore from backup. So I'm just going to bite the bullet and choose.
Setup as new Apple Watch.
Setup as new Apple Watch, which is what you would have.
Wrist preference. Heading.
Okay, heading wrist preference.
Photo of Apple Watch featuring a 42mm case.
Photo of Apple Watch.
On which wrist do you wear Apple Watch?
On which wrist do you wear Apple Watch?
Left. Button.
Left.
Right. Button.
Or right. And flick to the right one more. Nothing. Okay, so flick back to left.
Left. Button.
One finger double tap on left. Left. And let me touch towards the top of the screen again.
Terms and conditions. Back button.
And our good old terms and conditions. Let's touch down the bottom right hand corner of the screen.
Agree. Button.
And of course we agree. One finger double tap on agree.
Alert. Terms and conditions.
A dialogue. Flick to the right.
I agree to the Apple Watch OS terms and conditions and the Apple privacy policy.
I agree to the terms and conditions.
Cancel. Button.
Cancel.
Agree.
Agree. Button. One finger double tap on agree.
Back button.
Flick to the right.
In progress.
In progress.
Apple ID. Heading.
Okay, Apple ID. Of course, this is your own Apple ID.
David.com.
Okay, that's my Apple ID.
Enter password.
Enter password for Apple ID. One finger double tap on that. Of course, with VoiceOver.
Text field.
And keeping in mind that I'm still using my iPhone here. The Apple Watch has currently just gone to sleep on my wrist. Of course, which does every 5 seconds when you're not actually raising or moving your wrist. Okay, so I'm going to pause the recording and pop in my Apple ID password. Okay, so I've just popped my password in. So I flick back to the left.
David would be up. Apple ID. Next. Button.
Okay, one finger double tap on next.
Next. Location services. Heading.
Okay, so location services heading. Flick to the right.
What is this?
What is this?
Location services allows watch faces, maps, and other apps to gather and use data indicating your approximate location.
Okay, that's about your location.
Enabled on your iPhone, so it will also be enabled on Apple Watch.
Okay,
you can disable
flick to the right.
Okay. Button.
And I'm okay with that. One finger double tap.
Siri. Heading.
Here's the Siri heading.
What is this? Siri lets you use the voice to send messages, place calls, and more. You have Siri enabled on your iPhone, so it will also be enabled on Apple Watch.
Okay, because I have Siri enabled on my iPhone, it's going to be enabled on my Apple Watch. Flick to the right.
Okay. Button.
One finger double tap on OK.
Okay. Diagnostics. Heading.
Diagnostics heading. Flick to the right.
What is this?
What is this?
You can help Apple improve its products and services by automatically sending diagnostic and usage data.
Okay, sending diagnostic information, which I have already.
Okay. Button.
One finger double tap on OK.
Apple Watch passcode. Heading.
Apple Watch passcode. This is for your PIN number, particularly when you take it off your wrist, to secure your Apple Watch when you take it off your wrist.
Create a passcode. Button.
Create a passcode.
Add a long passcode.
Add button. A long passcode.
What is this?
What is this? Keep going.
When you set a passcode, Apple Watch locks when you take it off and requires the passcode to unlock. This helps protect your data.
Okay, so for security.
Don't add passcode.
Button. And you can choose don't add passcode. So I want to add a passcode PIN though.
When you set a passcode, what is this? Add a long passcode. Create a passcode.
Create a passcode.
Create a passcode.
Enter
passcode. Okay, enter PIN passcode, and that was actually my Apple Watch talking. So I come back to the Apple Watch and touch the screen. Now remember.
Enter new passcode. 1. Button.
Okay, so I just dragged my finger around the screen there to find the 1. Now this is in standard typing mode for VoiceOver use. So when I hear a number, I've got to double tap on it. So double tap on 1.
1.
Flick to the right.
2.
Double button. Tap on 2.
2.
And I'm going to put in 7, 9 for mine.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
One finger button. Double tap on 7.
7.
And flick to the right.
8, 9.
One button. Finger double tap on 9.
9. Passcode field. 0 values.
And of course, now it's asking me to enter it again, so find the 1.
1.
Just drag my finger around the screen. Of course, I can also flick left and right to find the actual numbers if I want to, too, as I've been doing. So one finger double tap on 1.
1.
This is confirming it.
2.
Flick to the right.
Button.
Finger double tap on 2.
2.
Flick to the right to
3,
7.
4, 5, 6, 7.
Finger double
button.
Tap on 7.
7.
Flick to the right again.
8, 9.
There's 9.
Button.
One finger double tap on 9.
9. Do you want to unlock Apple Watch with your iPhone?
Do you want to unlock Apple Watch with your iPhone? I do, so I flick to the right.
No. Yes.
Yes. Button. One finger double tap on yes.
Yes. Dimmed. Install available
Apple
apps.
Surrounded by
several intricate lines, indicating that pairing is complete. Image.
Okay, so let me just
continue
come back to...
continue
setup on your iPhone. Thank you. So back to my iPhone. So touch the top left-hand side of the screen.
Button.
Flick to the right.
Install available apps. Heading.
Install available apps.
Install all. Button.
Going to grab all apps that are able to transmit their data and bring up their own little applets on the Apple Watch itself. And you've got select all or
choose later. Button.
Choose later.
What is this?
And what is this? Let's read it.
Some apps on your iPhone may also work with your Apple Watch. You can install all these apps now, or you can choose just the ones you want later using the Apple Watch app on your iPhone.
Okay.
Button.
And we've got, unfortunately, an unlabeled button, which I've got no idea currently what it does, but we'll leave it for the moment. So I flick back to the left.
Some apps on your iPhone. What is this? Choose later.
And button. We can choose later.
Install all. Button.
Install all. Now, because I'm resetting up my Apple Watch again, I'm actually going to choose all.
Install all. Button. Back button.
Sync progress. 0%.
Okay, so that's the Apple Watch talking. Sync progress 0%. And if I touch my iPhone screen.
Apple Watch is syncing.
Apple Watch is syncing.
Sync progress. 0%. Your Apple Watch is almost ready.
Your Apple Watch is almost ready to use. Thank you.
You'll get an alert when it's done syncing, so you 5%. Can use your iPhone as you normally would. Just click the home button to exit Apple Watch setup.
6%.
So if I flick back to the left.
Your Apple Watch is almost sync progress. 6%.
Got 6%, and it's also reading out the percentage alert. On the Apple Watch
your
as well.
Your Apple ID and phone number are now being used for iMessage on a new Apple Watch.
Oh, thank you. Your Apple ID and iMessage are being used on your Apple Watch. Thank you. I'll flick to the right to get rid of that.
If you recently, okay, button.
And double tap on OK.
Apple Watch, back button.
And you'll get the same thing. Flick to the right.
Apple Watch is syncing. Sync progress, 7%.
7%. So this part, depending on how many apps and so on you've got, is fairly slow. So, and the screen's just gone to sleep because my wrist was still for a minute. So what I'm going to do, I'll pause the recording and bring it back at about 95%, and then we can finish the rest of the setup.
65%.
Now, just for information, this sync process 65%. Can normally take around about 5 minutes. But as we saw with that initial screen that said, do you want to actually
66%.
Get all the apps 66%. That are capable of installed on the Apple Watch, the little applets,
67%.
You can always say no and do it later.
67%. 94%.
And of course, you're getting the iPhone and the Apple Watch talking both percentages as well.
98%. 100%.
Sync complete.
Oh, bling. Sync complete. Okay, so if I touch the top left-hand side of my screen.
Apple Watch is ready.
Oh, Apple Watch is ready. Flick to the right.
Sync complete.
Sync complete.
The Apple Watch app.
The Apple Watch app.
Now that your Apple Watch is all set up, you can control its settings from the Apple Watch app on your iPhone.
Okay, so we can now control and do settings. I flick to the right.
Okay, button.
And finger double tap on OK.
My watch, heading.
Now if I flick to the right.
App layout, button.
So now what we've got on the Apple Watch screen, and I'll just go through these quickly.
My watch,
now that heading. We're actually paired with something, and touch the top left-hand side of the screen, a heading, Apple Watch, flick to the right.
App layout, button.
That's app layout to adjust the layout of the app icons on the Apple Watch home screen. Click to the right again.
Airplane mode. Button.
We've got airplane mode, not airplay, but airplane mode, as in turn off all your wireless transmitters to be on an aircraft. Flick to the right.
Apple Watch. Button.
That Apple Watch one is about the Apple Watch. So let me just double tap on that one.
Apple Watch. Back button.
If I flick to the right.
Apple Watch. Heading.
Apple Watch.
Paired. Heading.
Paired.
David's Apple Watch. 42mm case. Stainless steel.
Okay. David's Apple Watch, 42mm stainless steel.
Unpair Apple Watch. Button.
Unpair Apple Watch. And that's what I did originally when I was trying to get my own Apple Watch out of the way so I could set up the new one. But never mind. It's gone well so far.
Selected. My Watch. Tab. 1 of 4.
And of course, here's the tabs down the bottom. My Watch.
Explore. Tab. Featured. Tab.
Featured because we now have the Apple Watch store. Online, so you can go and see what's featured. And of course,
search tab 4 of 4.
The fourth tab is search, so you can search for actual Apple Watch apps. And of course, if I flip back to the left,
featured explore tab.
And explore one, of course, was with the original videos about the gold, the aluminium, the stainless steel making of the Apple Watch, etc. Okay, so touch top left hand side of the screen, one finger double tap on back.
My watch. Heading.
Let's flick quickly back down where we were with the Apple Watch.
App layer, airplane mode, Apple Watch, button.
Okay, flick to the right.
Notifications, button.
That's the control notifications.
Glances,
that's
button.
The control glances.
Do not disturb, button.
That's do not disturb.
General, button.
General, and of course under General we have Accessibility. Now I'm actually going to go into that now because you need to do that to turn on Accessibility shortcut for VoiceOver. So one finger double tap on General.
General, my watch.
And if we flip to the right.
General, heading, about, button.
We've got about.
Software update.
Software update, to update the Apple Watch.
Automatic downloads.
Automatic downloads.
Watch orientation, left wrist, button.
Watch orientation, currently set at left wrist.
Accessibility. Button.
Accessibility, let me just flick to the right anyway, keep going, we'll come back to that.
Language and region.
Button. Language and region.
Apple ID. Button.
Apple ID.
Enable handoff. On.
Enable handoff, currently on.
Toggle setting. When this is on, your iPhone will pick up where you left off with apps on your Apple Watch.
That's the explanation about the handoff.
Speech, wrist detection. On.
Wrist detection on.
Double tap to toggle setting. When this is on, Apple Watch will automatically show you the time and the latest alerts when you raise your wrist. If you're using a passcode, wrist detection locks your watch when you're not wearing it, so your information stays secure.
Okay, so that's information about wrist detection.
Activate on wrist raise. Button.
Activate on wrist raise.
Usage. Button.
Usage.
Reset. Button.
And reset. Okay, that calls to reset the Apple Watch back to factory default.
Selected. My watch. Tab.
And back down to the tabs. So let me just flip back to left for accessibility.
Reset. Usage. Activate on. When this is off. Wrist detect. When this is off. Enable Apple ID. Language and accessibility. Button.
One finger double tap on accessibility.
Accessibility. General. Back
flip
button.
To the right.
Accessibility. Vision. Heading.
Okay. Heading. Vision.
VoiceOver. Off.
VoiceOver. And that currently says off, which is a bit odd, but never mind. Let's flick to the right again.
Zoom. Off.
That's Zoom.
Button. Grayscale. Off.
Grayscale. Currently off.
Bold text.
Bold off. Text off.
Reduce motion.
Reduce off. Motion off.
Reduce transparency.
Reduce off. Transparency. Button. Currently off.
On slash off labels. Off.
On slash off
double
labels. Currently off.
Hearing. Heading.
Hearing, heading,
mono audio,
mono audio.
Adjust the audio volume balance between
adjust the audio volume channels. Balance,
accessibility shortcut,
accessibility
off.
Shortcut, which is what we want to do. So one finger double tap,
accessibility shortcut,
and flick to the right, and the two options you've got currently got are,
accessibility shortcut, heading, triple click the digital crown for,
triple click the digital crown for,
voiceover,
or
zoom,
selected,
my watch,
okay,
tab.
And of course, back down to the tabs down the bottom,
zoom.
So I've got Zoom,
voiceover.
Or VoiceOver. I was flicking back to the left, one finger double tap on VoiceOver.
Selected, VoiceOver.
Okay, and rather than finding the back button at the top, I'm just going to do a two-finger scrub to go back. That's normal.
Accessibility, general, back
okay,
button.
And keeping in mind, I'm still using the Apple Watch app on my iPhone. So flick to the right.
Accessibility, vision, heading, VoiceOver, off.
Now let me actually
button.
Go into VoiceOver this time.
VoiceOver,
and I just want to show you a few things.
Back button.
Flick to the right.
VoiceOver, heading, VoiceOver, off.
So VoiceOver is currently set
setting.
Off. I'm actually going to turn it on.
On.
I'm not actually sure it makes any difference in a way, but I'll turn it on anyway.
VoiceOver speaks items on the screen.
So VoiceOver speaks items on the screen.
Tap once to select an item.
Tap once to select an item, as in touch it.
Double tap to activate the selected item.
Double tap to activate the selected item.
Swipe two fingers to scroll.
Swipe two fingers to scroll.
Speaking rate. Heading.
And here we are at speaking rate, and of course you can do a one finger flick left and right to move item by item, of course, as well, as you do with normal VoiceOver gestures. So speech rate, and you can only control speech rate at the moment with this first release on the Apple Watch app, not on the Apple Watch itself. So I flick to the right.
Speaking rate, 50%.
That's speaking rate, 50%. If I flick down,
40%.
Speed slows it down. If I flick up,
50%.
Speeds it up. I'm just going to leave it at 50% for the moment for the demo.
Voice over volume, heading.
Voice over volume.
Voice over volume.
80%. Now you can actually control that via the Apple Watch itself, which I'll show you in a minute. At the moment, I'm going to turn it up to 100%.
90%, 100%.
Okay, flick to the right.
Speak hints on.
Speak hints. You can toggle that on or off. It's currently set on.
Screen curtain off.
And screen curtain, as in blank the screen for privacy and confidentiality. You can turn that on and off as well. I'm going to leave that off for the moment, and you can also turn screen curtain on or off on the Apple Watch itself.
Speak on wrist raise, on.
Okay, speak on wrist
double
raise.
Tap to toggle setting.
I'm actually going to turn that off for the moment.
Off.
Because on what I've been finding on my own Apple Watch over the last 24 hours is that every time I raise my wrist, it either reads out the time or it actually does other things. If I'm traveling where I was yesterday coming back from Sydney, when I got the Apple Watch, it was talking the map location all the time every time I raised my wrist. So I've got that turned off now.
Selected. My watch. Tab.
Can't we back down the tabs down the bottom? So touch the middle of the screen.
Speaking rate.
Two finger scrub.
Accessibility. General.
We're back to
back
accessibility.
Button.
Let's go back in. Two finger scrub.
General. My watch.
Two finger
back
scrub
button.
Again.
My watch. Heading.
and we're back to the main Apple Watch app screen on my iPhone. That's going to be it for the Apple Watch app on my iPhone for the moment. I'm just going to pop my iPhone down, and let's come back to the Apple Watch. Okay, so I'm going to raise my wrist and it's not talking, which is what I want. I'm just going to press on the digital crown once.
11:57 a.m. and 11 seconds.
Okay, 11:57 a.m. Flick to the left.
21 degrees.
Currently it's 21 degrees.
Unread notifications.
Status bar item. Unread notifications.
Sydney, 11:57.
Sydney, 11:57. That's the time. That's the world clock time. And if I flip back to the right.
Unread notifications. 21 degrees.
21 degrees.
11:57 a.m. and 19 seconds. Date.
Date's the 25th.
Next event, 2:15 p.m. Next event
is my son's going to a birthday party, and that's it. So that's actually the clock screen when you first, basically, if you like, wake up the watch. You would get that automatically if you didn't have the speak option turned off that I just did with VoiceOver. So I press the digital crown again once.
Home, clock.
I've now gone to the main, if you like, home screen list of apps. Now, when it said clock, that's a list of the apps. And if I flick back to the left.
World clock, alarm, phone, mail, music, maps, camera, calendar, weather.
Okay, that's the apps. If I press the home button again.
Clock.
It comes back to the clock icon on the home screen again. If I flick back to the left.
World clock.
There's the same icons we had before, going back to the left. If I flick back to the right,
clock,
flick to the right again,
stopwatch,
timer,
workout,
activity,
messages,
remote,
settings,
photos,
passbook,
stocks. Okay, and that's it. Now, interestingly, it didn't put any of the apps on that screen, which I find a bit weird, but never mind. Okay, so if I press the digital crown again once, comes back to the clock. Remember the clock icon on the home screen, not the actual clock face. If I now press the digital crown again,
clock face.
I've now come back to the clock face. So if I flick to the left,
21 degrees,
unread notifications, etc. So if I press the digital crown again,
home, clock.
Home screen, that's the clock. If I flick to the left and right off the clock icon on the home screen, pressing the digital crown again will take me back to that icon as almost like a home start position. And then if I press the digital crown again once I'm on the clock icon on this home screen,
clock face.
I'm back to the clock face. Okay, now when you're on the clock face, if you want to get to notifications, I do a two-finger swipe down.
Notification center. Calendar. Meet with Ron and the team. Invitation from
Joanne Northcote. Okay, and that's my calendar. So that's all I have for notifications for the moment. Now you just heard a bleep. That's because my wrist was still for 5 seconds and the Apple Watch basically went to sleep. So I press the digital crown once.
Calendar, meet with Ron and the team. Invitation from Joanne Northcote.
Okay, back to exactly where I was with the notifications screen about the calendar. Press the digital crown again.
12 p.m. and 51 seconds.
Back to the clock face with the current day, etc. on it. And if I want to get to glances, it's a two-finger flick up. Okay, now at the moment, the glances, you've got quite a few different glances that you can do a two-finger flick forwards and back. So two-finger flick left and right to move between the different glances on the screen. At the moment, it's asking me to set up the activity item because I haven't yet set it up on this new variation. And there's my screen going to sleep again. Press the digital crown to wake
set
it up.
The activity app button.
And if I do a two-finger flick to the left.
Calendar, page 6 of 10.
Okay, that's calendar, page 6 of 10. If I flick back to the right with two fingers. Okay, activity, page 5 of 10. Now, what I find, that's one way to go between glances. The other way, if you want to do it, is do a one-finger flick up or down. So if I do a one-finger flick down,
next glance.
I've got next glance,
previous glance,
activate item. So let me do one-finger flick up,
previous glance,
and one-finger double tap on previous glance, and touch the screen.
65% remaining.
Okay, that's my
swipe
battery glance.
Custom action. Then power reserve button.
Power reserve button.
65% remaining.
Flip by the left, 65% remaining.
Swipe up or down to select a custom action.
If I do another one finger flick up.
Previous glance.
Okay, one finger double tap on previous glance again.
Heart rate.
Now I'm on the heart rate glance. Okay, double tap and wait for heartbeat measurement, which I'm not going to do. Now remember, if this one finger flick up or down, it doesn't matter which way I move around it, it's basically going to rotate. But if I flick up,
previous glance
again, one finger double tap.
0 seconds.
It must be overcast, I think. Let me flick up again with one finger.
Previous glance,
one finger double tap.
Connected.
That's connected. That's the status for my iPhone, I believe.
Airplane mode. Switch button.
And we've got off. Airplane mode. Switch button.
Tap,
currently
toggle
off.
Setting. Do not disturb.
Do not disturb.
Off.
Currently off.
Mute. Switch button. Off.
And mute. Switch.
Double tap to toggle setting.
Currently off.
Ping iPhone. Switch button. Off.
Ping iPhone. Now
double
I actually quite
setting.
Like this particular feature because if I double tap now. Okay, I've just pinged my iPhone. And it's a really good way of locating where you've put your iPhone down in the house. So remember with these glances, you can do a two-finger flick left or right to move between glances, or one-finger flick up or down to activate the previous or next glance. And of course, you also have the activate item in that flick one-finger up and down gesture as well. Okay, so my watch has gone to sleep again. So if I press the digital crown, okay, I'm back to the last glance I was on. I press the digital crown again.
12:05 p.m. and 12 seconds.
And I'm back to the clock face. And if I press the digital crown again.
Home. Clock.
And I'm back to the clock icon on the home screen. Let me just do one finger flick down to settings.
Stopwatch. Timer. Workout. Activity. Messages. Remote. Settings.
Okay, and one finger double tap on settings. And flick to the right.
Time.
Airplane mode.
Bluetooth.
That's Bluetooth. That's where you go into basically pair it with headsets. I've paired this so far, or in the previous setup of my Apple Watch, with my Aftershocks Blues 2 headphones and also the Powers 2 Beats headphones as well. If I flick to the right again.
Do not disturb. General.
There's our good old general, which contains accessibility.
Brightness and text size.
Sounds and haptics.
Passcode.
And that's it. So let me just flick back to sound and haptics.
Sounds and haptics.
And one finger double tap that, and I'll get back to accessibility in a minute.
Ringer and alert sounds. Heading.
Okay, so I've got ringer and alert sounds.
Volume
is currently 100%. If I flick down.
Swipe up or down, 90%.
Okay, it's adjusting 80%. It. 80%. Flick up with one finger.
90%. 100%.
Okay, it's also adjusting it. Now I must say, it's adjusting it with speech, and it's also vibrating my wrist at the same time. Flick to the right.
Mute. Switch button. Off.
Okay, that's mute.
Mute will not silence alarms and timers when Apple Watch is charging.
Mute will not silence alarms or timers when Apple Watch is charging.
Ringer and alert haptics. Heading.
Ringer and alert haptics.
Haptic feedback. High. Adjustable.
Haptic feedback is high. If I flick down with
one
finger.
Medium.
That's medium.
Low.
Or low.
Low.
Okay, if I flick up.
Medium.
High. And of course, when it's doing the high, medium, or low vibrations, it's also vibrating at that particular power setting on my wrist as well. Flip the right with one finger.
Prominent haptic. Switch button. Off.
Prominent haptic.
Double tap to toggle settings.
This is for specific notifications. I'm going to turn that on. One finger double tap.
On.
Okay, that's on. Flip to the right.
When this is on, Apple Watch will play a prominent haptic to pre-announce some common alerts.
Okay, when this is on, Apple Watch will play prominent haptics for certain alerts. Flip to the right. Okay, and that's it for that screen. So let me touch towards the top left-hand side of my screen like you would normally do on an iPhone screen.
Sounds and haptics. Back button.
Okay, that's the back button. One finger double tap.
Settings.
And then flick to the right.
Time. Airplane mode.
And then flicking right back down to
general.
One finger double tap on general.
General.
And then
back
I'm
button.
Flicking to the right again.
About.
Orientation.
Orientation. Activate on wrist raise.
Activate on wrist raise.
Accessibility.
Siri.
Regulatory. Reset.
And that's reset to reset the Apple Watch back to factory default settings. Flick back to the left.
Regulatory. Siri. Accessibility. Activate on accessibility.
Let's activate accessibility. One finger double tap.
Accessibility. Back button.
Flick to the right with one finger.
Vision.
Voiceover.
On.
Voiceover is currently on.
Zoom off. Reduce motion off.
On/off labels.
Off.
And that's it. So flick back to the left.
Zoom, voiceover.
There's voiceover. One finger double tap on voiceover.
Voiceover. Back button.
Flick to the right.
Voiceover.
Okay, so we've got screen quick, which I can just one finger double tap here to turn it on or off. And of course, if I flip back left, I can turn VoiceOver off there, which I don't want to do. Flip back to the right, screen curtain.
VoiceOver speaks items on the screen. Bullet swipe left or right to select an item. Bullet double tap to activate the selected item.
Okay, and just some information about how to use the gestures. And that's it for that screen. So to keep things nice and tidy, I'm just going to come back to the top left-hand side of the screen.
VoiceOver. Back button.
Double tap on back.
Accessibility. Back button.
One finger double tap on that back button, which is already focus is already on it. One finger double tap on the general back button.
Settings. Back button. Time.
And we're back to the initial time screen of settings. If I just press the digital crown once and touch the screen.
Workout.
We're back to the home screen. If I flick on the screen,
photos,
flip back to the left,
settings,
remote,
messages,
and of course, as you could hear, we were basically put back on the focus, back on the settings icon when I flick off to the right and back to the left again. And let's put ourselves back at the clock face to keep things nice and tidy.
Clock face.
Okay, let's press the digital crown once. Now, if you want to use Siri, there's two ways you can use it. You can use the H-A-Y Siri when you raise your wrist, and you can also hold in the digital crown and ask the same thing for Siri as well if you want to. So I'm going to hold in the digital crown. Hey Siri, what's the time in London? And I've just released the digital crown.
London, England, current time, 3:12 a.m., 9 hours.
Okay. And what also happened when I held in the digital crown, it actually vibrated when Siri was ready to be spoken to. So I'll do it again. Hey Siri, will I need a raincoat this afternoon?
Yes, we should see some rain.
Okay, so there you go. And that's, of course, VoiceOver talking Siri. Siri does not talk in his or her own right, depending where you are in the world. You need VoiceOver to read out the Siri screen. Okay, so let me just press the home button, or the digital crown, I should say.
12:12 p.m. and 46 seconds.
And back to the clock face screen. If I want to adjust the volume of VoiceOver on the Apple Watch itself, remember, speed currently can only be adjusted on the Apple Watch app running on your iPhone. If I do a two-finger double tap on the screen, okay, you heard the bleep. So I drag my fingers down.
80%,
75%. Okay, I'm turning the volume down. I've still got my two fingers on the screen. I'm going to push up the screen, two fingers.
100%.
Oops, take my fingers off the screen and I've turned the volume up. Okay, and if you want to find out where your clock faces are just quickly, we're still on the clock face, so I'm going to touch the screen with one finger and hold my finger down. Hear the bleep.
Utility, analog with optional numbers.
Okay, analog with optional numbers. Just these are different face. Clock faces. So I flick to the right.
Modular.
Simple,
analog with optional pills.
Simple. Now if I flick back to the left,
modular.
That's the previous just clock face. So I flick to the right.
Simple, analog with optional pills. Double tap to choose face.
Okay, you can hear that double tap to choose face.
Motion.
Astronomy.
Double tap to choose face. Color. Analog with color tick marks. Double tap to choose face. Swipe up or down to select a custom action. Then double tap to activate.
So it says double tap to select face. If I do one finger flick up.
Delete.
You've got delete.
Customize. Activate item.
Delete. Or back to delete. So I'm going to leave it on activate. One finger flick up.
Activate item.
There we go.
Action.
Okay, flick to the right.
Solar.
Chronograph.
Mickey.
X-Large. So Mickey Mouse and X-Large. So if you're low vision, that just displays very large numbers. And keeping in mind that each one of these, when you have complications being added items like the current date, the current weather, your calendar entry on the clock face screen, some of these watch faces don't have enough room for the complications on the screen. Okay, and finally,
add new face.
You've also got add new face.
Then use the digital crown to select a face type. Swipe up or down to select a custom action.
Okay, but let me flick back to the left.
X-Lar, Mickey, Chromic,
back
solar,
to my one.
Color, astronomy, motion, simple, modular, utility, analog with optional numbers.
Okay, analog with optional numbers.
Swipe
now,
up or down to
if I one finger flick up and down,
delete,
again,
customize,
and one finger double tap on that.
Detailed selected, option 4 of 4.
These are the complications that you can flick right or left to add in certain positions. So if I flick to the right,
editing top left complication. World
that's
selected.
Editing top left complication that's currently
turn
set to world. And you can turn the crown
item.
To customize the different options that could be there. So I don't want the world clock, I'd like battery. So I'm just going
to
pull back the dial towards me quite a few times. I'm doing quarter
world
turn quite quickly.
World clock. World clock. World clock.
Canberra, World Clock, Sydney, battery selected, alarm selected,
whoops,
weather selected,
too far.
Phase, date selected, off selected, option zero.
Okay, I've just done right down the bottom to off. So if I go back away from a quarter of a turn, away from off.
Date selected, option one of 23.
Okay, so number two is date, away from me.
Moon phase selected, option three of 23.
Moon phase.
Sunrise and sunset selected, option
sunrise.
Four of 23. Weather selected, option five of 23.
Weather, which I've already got.
Activity selected, option six of 23.
Activity.
Alarm selected, option seven of 23.
Alarm.
Stopwatch selected, option
stopwatch.
Nine of 23. Battery selected, option 10 of 23.
Okay, and I want battery. Okay, so now if I just press the digital crown.
Utility, analog with optional numbers.
I'm back to the actual face screen again. So if I press the digital crown again to go back to the clock face screen.
3:09 p.m. and 4 seconds.
Okay, that's the time. Flick back to the left.
23 degrees.
23 degrees, that's the weather.
43% battery power.
And there's my battery power now, 43% currently. And that used to be the world clock, which I previously had just plainly set to Sydney. And if I want to go back into it again, hold my finger down on the screen.
Utility, analog with optional numbers.
And I'm back in the clock faces, where again I can do a one finger flick up and down to select custom. And then if I want to, I can adjust the complications to change the items on the screen, like I just did then, changing world time Sydney to battery. So by default, I've just used the analog one because that seems to give me the most information at the moment. So I'm just going to sleep. Let me just press the digital crown once.
12:16 p.m. and 51 seconds.
And I'm back to the clock face. I press the digital crown again.
Home. Clock.
And we're back to the actual clock icon on the home screen. Now, if I press the digital crown, of course, again, three times. One, two, three.
Voiceover off.
I've just turned off voiceover. I've pressed the digital crown again three times. One, two, three. Heard the boomp, that's turning on voiceover. And voiceovers come back on pretty fast, actually. That's a lot faster than when I tried it a couple of weeks ago. Okay, find out where I am, just touch the screen.
Stopwatch.
And I'm still on my home screen. And you might be wondering what happens when you press the digital crown twice. So if I do it twice, one, two.
Clock face, 12:17 p.m. and 36 seconds.
Okay, clock face, press the digital crown twice again, one, two. Okay, what it does,
time.
So I'm back in the settings folder. What the digital crown pressed twice does, it takes you between the clock face and the last application you used, in this case, which was the settings panel. So I've pressed the digital crown again twice, one, two.
Clock face, okay, 12, clock 18, face, 4 seconds.
Twice again, one, two.
Settings.
Back to the settings screen, clock, digital crown again twice.
Clock face.
Okay, back to the clock face again. So pressing the digital crown twice is a way of switching between the clock face and your last use app quickly. I've forgotten about our poor little friends button down here as well, or the side button. So my watch has gone to sleep, so I'm going to press the digital crown once again.
12:18 p.m. and 41 seconds.
And let's make sure we're back at the home screen as such. I'm going to press the digital crown again once.
Home. Clock.
And I'm going to press the side button or the friends button.
Friends.
Some friends here. I've got Sarah. Jessica,
button,
Ellen,
button, Chris
button,
Carla,
button, and so on.
To interact with friend.
Now, with the people that have got a Apple Watch, you can send them the digital heartbeat, drawing, tap taps, etc. Or you can also send them a message. So if I flick back to the left,
Chris, Ellen, button,
and double tap on Ellen, for
double
example.
Tap to interact with Ellen.
And if I flick to the right, I can phone her from
double
my Apple Watch, double tap to call.
Digital touch. Button.
I can send her a digital touch because
double tap to digital touch.
She, of course, has a Apple Watch.
Message.
Okay, and I can message her as well. So if I one finger double tap on message, I can send a message, but that'll be for another audio demonstration. And of course, the people that came up under friends, they're in my favorites under my phone app or in my contacts. So to get people coming up in your friends button on your Apple Watch, they have to be favorited on your iPhone. So let me just press my digital crown.
Ellen, back button.
And let's do one finger double tap on back.
Friends. Ellen.
Back to the friends. I'm just going to press my digital crown once again.
Clock.
Because I like playing with my Apple Watch. Press the digital crown again to go back to the clock face.
Clock.
Clock face. 12:20 p.m. and 24 seconds.
And it's 12:20. And probably finally, what I should show you is what actually happens when you take the Apple Watch off your wrist and put it back on again to put in the secure PIN number. If you did that secure PIN number right at the beginning of this particular demo. So I'm gonna take my Apple Watch off my wrist. Okay, I'm doing it. Okay, so it's now officially off my wrist and popping it back on again and doing up the stainless steel link bracelet. Okay, it's back on my wrist. Now, if I wake my watch up by pressing the digital crown,
2:57 p.m. and 6 seconds. Date. 20. Next event.
And press my digital crown again.
Enter passcode.
Okay, it says enter passcode. Okay, so it gave me the time and date at the top, but I've still got to enter my digital passcode to go into the Apple Watch itself. Basically, I can flick right with one finger.
One.
There's one.
One. Two.
Double
button.
Tap on two,
two.
And then flick through to seven.
Three, four, five.
And of course, I can drag my finger around the screen still. One finger double tap on seven. Flick to the right.
Eight, nine.
That's nine. One finger double tap.
2:57 p.m. and 45 seconds.
Okay, and now I'm back in business. Now, if I press my digital crown again once.
Home. Clock.
Okay, I can now go to my app screen itself and use the applications on my Apple Watch, etc. Time to finish and say thanks for listening as always. I hope you've enjoyed this fairly lengthy demonstration of unboxing and setting up the Apple Watch. And as usual, thanks for listening and bye for now.
For more information on Apple Watch, other products, and accessible applications, visit www.applevis.com.